Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's April 25, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. And we're doing a two-part process today. We're going to do a meditation to support the Great Awakening happening on planet Earth right now. In preparation for that, we will we'll call the directions and set the energy. Although I'm sitting in a mesa that's already open, so that may happen pretty quickly. And then we'll do our embodied awakening invocation to put ourselves in a nice sweet spot where we can be of the best service. And then we'll flow energy for the highest good of the Earth and the humans awakening on it and the new golden age coming in. So that will be part one. And that part is open to everyone. So if you're on this call right now and you're not a member of Awakening Plus, you're totally welcome for this part of it. When that part completes, we will close the mesa, and then we'll end that call, and then those members of Awakening Plus who want to do the part two, which is the members-only check-in, how you doing, where are you challenged, what are your triumphs, what do you want to share to get some group support and sharing, then we'll do that second. And because I'll have ended the call by that time, then the only people calling in after that will be the actual members. So, two-part process, haven't done it this way before, but I'm always trying new stuff these days because it's a time of improvisation and figuring things out as we go. All right, so I invite you now, whether you're live on the recording or whether you're, whether you're live or on the recording, I invite you to close your eyes, and I do request that you give this process your full attention while we're doing it. That will give you the best outcome, and we'll support the other people doing it, and of course we'll support the thing we're doing, which is supporting the Earth and its inhabitants in the Great Awakening that's currently underway, and which has been potently catalyzed by the coronavirus. So we'll dive in. So eyes closed, please. Become aware of your body. If you can feel the subtle energy in and or around your body, just notice that as well. Just notice your starting point. Starting to feel nice already. Okay. The mesa, again, is already open. The allies are already present. However, my guidance is to go ahead and call the directions and call the allies again. It can't hurt, and it will reinforce their presence. So I invite you to relax and just feel the shifting energies as the process moves forward. Pachamama. Mama ki. Myself to myself. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisla's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Durga, Devi, Lakshmi. I call the elemental allies of this property. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Otter, Dolphin, Whale, Bear, Eagle, Condor, Snake. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Deborah, Moo, West, Thisa, Jeremy, Zachary. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding this sacred space to contain these good energies during our working, to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So be it. So the field that was just created is with you, whether you're live or on the recording, wherever you may be. So take a moment to experience it for yourself. You might feel it in your body, you might feel it around you, you might feel both. Just take a moment and please note your experience of it. Beautiful. Now I'm going to use the Embodied Awakening invocation. I'll give just the brief necessary explanation for those who may not know it yet. So this is going to invite your higher self into your physical body. I invite you to do this. It is not mandatory if for some reason you don't want to, but let me explain what it does and how it works. So to call your higher self and to blend with your human self, it's as if instead of driving the car, you're in the passenger seat and allowing your divine to drive. If at any point you don't like your divine's driving, you can simply slide back to the passenger seat. I'm sorry. You can slide from the passenger seat to the driver's seat. Your divine will instantly step out with no fuss, and you, the ego, will instantly be back in control. Therefore, there's no risk in this process. If you're not accustomed to it, you can just try it on for size and see if you like it. Over 99% of everyone I've done it with likes it very much. the four benefits of embodied awakening, which can be maintained ongoing on a daily basis for the rest of your life, are as follows. There's a whole lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out mentally so much, you have much more intuition, you just know what to do, and there's a lot more bliss. So those are the benefits of this, and if you would like to move into embodied awakening, again, not only does it feel great, it's going to make you more effective at the work we're about to do to support the awakening on Earth. I invite you to repeat the following after me, speaking it to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and rest in passive breath awareness. At this point, you've done all the yang, now it's time for the yin. Relax completely, and as you may already be feeling, your divine is coming to you. So if you want to make this process as easy and quick as possible, then become completely passive. Do pay attention to your breath, but do not control it in any way. Just notice the sensation when it enters or leaves your body. The more passive you stay, the quicker it works. You will only receive the amount of awakening you are ready for. Your divine is going to watch you very closely, and it's going to give you exactly the right amount. Tips to get the optimal experience from this embodied awakening. I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just relax and feel your breath. If it feels a little bit intense, just relax into your breath a little more fully, and you'll be able to handle the energy just fine. Yeah, just like that. The other instruction is around distractions. If you notice at any point your attention is no longer on your breath, then don't fight that distraction, don't try to change it, just let it be as it is. However, it's an uninvited guest. The distraction is not you. Therefore, you can turn your back on it, so to speak, and just relax back into your breath. And relax into your breath very gently and persistently. If the distraction remains in the background, no problem. It'll do its thing. Rather, it'll do its thing. You do your thing. And there's room for both of you. Do not at any point resist that distraction, which would only make it stronger. Relax back into your breath. There, starting to feel really good. When I lead this process, I feel how everyone's doing as a whole, whether you're live or on the recording, and the field is getting pretty sweet. There actually is, however, a little more effort than we really need to do this. So I'm going to guide you in how to learn the minimum effort needed to receive this awakening. Two-step process. First, let's drop for a moment to zero effort. Don't even focus on anything. Just be, simply exist the best you can. Let it all go. Good. That took care of the excess effort that was in the field. And remember, I'll feel this whether it's live or on the recording, whenever you may be doing this. I'm getting the whole picture here. Now, rest in that zero effort state for just a moment longer, please. And now notice, is there already breath awareness? If there is, zero effort's enough. Hang out there. If you've lost all the breath awareness, add the tiniest bit of effort, like the touch of a feather. barely enough effort to feel the breath at all. The less effort that establishes any breath awareness is exactly the right amount. Just rest in that effort, whether it's zero or just a tiny bit. There should be no furrowed brow. There you go. That feels so much better. Many of you have already popped into Embodied Awakening. You all hang out there and hold the energy. That will help everyone else get there. And this works beyond time and space. It doesn't matter when you're doing this call, live or later on a recording. We're all together energetically in the same process. Feeling pretty good. Let's leave just a moment longer for anyone else to slip into Embodied Awakening who's not fully there. By the way, you'll know you're in Embodied Awakening when four things are simultaneously true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and all happening with no effort at all. So if you are meeting those criteria, all perhaps except for the last, if you've been like focusing on breath just a little bit, then drop to zero effort. And if all that stays true at zero, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion and peacefulness, then that's there. To my knowledge, the only way that can happen at zero effort is if your higher self has merged with you, because those qualities are the qualities of the higher self, at least the ones that can be easily named by a human. So just relax a moment, and it feels like most, perhaps all of us are there. So just relax and just feel this state, just for a moment. Often you'll notice a subtle tingling throughout your body. That's what the higher self feels like when it comes in. Okay, very good. Okay, now we're in a lovely awakened state, and the energetic work we're now going to do, of course, will be greatly helped by us being in that state. Even if you're not fully there, you can go ahead and do the work with us. Just, you know, do the best you can. By the way, if at any point you need to exit this call, whether you're live or on the recording, if you are doing so before we've actually wrapped it up, please just ask the energetic beings here, please remove me from the field, and they will gently, you know, extract your energy from the overall field, and then you can go do what you got to do. But again, I do strongly request, please do not do anything else while you're doing this. Make this the only thing you're doing, please. Thank you. You and everyone else will benefit tremendously from that. All right. So, it's clear to me, at any rate, that the Earth is undergoing a significant awakening. The Aquarian Age we've been waiting for is actually dawning, finally, in a big way. And it was the big reset, the big screech normal reality to a halt that the coronavirus brought that is accelerating things. So this is a thing we can do in our own way. So there's two basic approaches I can think of to do this. One is to visualize the new Earth, and at least my conception of that is that it's very peaceful, people live in harmony. The self-centeredness, what I like to call service to self, where you're just getting for yourself and not so concerned about others, has fallen away. And there's a huge humanitarian spirit. We're all helping each other. There is great concern for all of your fellow beings, whether they're human or plant or the planet itself. There's a great respect for all life. And there's also a sense of merging consciously with that life. So in whatever way suits you, one way would be to just imagine that reality and beam light or energy or love to that new rising reality to make it more real. A second approach, and the one that works best for me, is just to invoke the energy. In my post on Embodied Awakening, there's a standard use template for energy work, for invocation. You just say maximum, fill in the blank, that serves highest good, please. The Embodied Awakened Refresher we started with is a form of that. So what I might think here is maximum embodied energy that supports the new golden age on earth, that serves highest good, please. Flow that through me, please. So that's already started, actually. So if you would rather actively visualize, that's fine. Do whatever works best for you. For those of you who want to invoke and let the divine send the energy through you, which again is my preferred method and I perceive to be more powerful, because it makes sense to me that if your higher self is doing something, it's going to have a lot more spiritual power than if your ego's trying to do it. If you would like to be a conduit for that energy, then you optionally are invited to repeat this invocation after me. Here we go. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of the new earth now rising, the earth of universal love and compassion and elevated spiritual awareness. Starting now, thank you. And let it go with that. So let the words go if you're doing it this way, and just be passive if you're doing the passive divine does it for you approach, and just let the energy flow through you, and we'll just let it run. So I invite you now to relax and do whatever you're doing to support the new golden age on earth, and we'll just let it roll for a while. If there are periods of silence, don't concern yourself. I don't necessarily have to talk all the time while this is happening. So if there's silence, just rest in it, and I'll speak as guided. If you're doing this and noticing that you're starting to feel better, more light, more conscious, more blissful, there are two possible reasons for that. One is you are one of the beings receiving this energy. So of course you're going to feel better. And I've always observed that when one flows love and light and highest good energy in this way, one tends to be immediately rewarded by the divine. You get a little something for yourself without even asking for it, because the universe operates on reciprocity. As you give, so you must receive. So just enjoy the shifting consciousness as you continue to flow energy for the highest good of the new, more awakened earth. I'm noticing that I'm perceiving us floating above the earth, our little group that's sending this energy. And I am noticing that we are not the only ones here. There are a vast number of other beings, physical and non-physical, who are surrounding the earth and who are also flowing down this energy for highest good. So we're in very good company. In fact, I'm perceiving that many of us on this event, whether you're live or on the recording, are aware of this too. You're noticing, you're perceiving yourself floating above the earth, close orbit, you might say. And you're aware of the energy flowing through you. Feels like it's mainly coming through our heart chakras. And also awareness of the vast, vast number of other beings also sending this awakening energy to the planet. And there can even be a sense of being part of that blended consciousness of all those service beings, as well as holding awareness of your own individuated self. And it's perfectly normal in scenarios like this to feel both at the same time. Again, don't force any of this if it's not automatically happening for you. I just wanted to narrate the significant experience there. Continue to relax and flow that supportive energy for the great awakening on earth. There's lots of angels here. Oh my gosh, so many angels. Okay, they're asking me to speak a little bit more. Continue flowing as I speak, please. I'm getting a very clear sense that the amount of divine light being poured into the earth is unstoppable. This arising consciousness is happening. There's nothing that can stop it. And while there's a lot of news and rumors circulating about the dark forces that are rising and trying to take over and fighting all this, this is just what they do at a pivot point like this in an epoch. So the dark things may be getting all the headlines, but they're really no match for the light. And my own path, at least, is to not worry so much about the dark stuff, but to hold my attention in the light and the new consciousness. Gandhi just nailed it. He said, "Be the change you want to see in the world." So if to the best of your ability you embody the new earth, you live that unconditional love and consciousness and service and generosity and compassion, all it takes is a small percentage of us doing that, and it's enough to tip the whole thing in a really beautiful moment of shift. Continue to relax, please, and let that beautiful light come through you to assist in the Great Awakening. Yeah, I'm noticing as a group we're now more blended. Many of us are sharing spiritual consciousness with all the others who are doing this process live and or on the recording. It's a very blissful, harmonious sense of merging. And of course we're also merging with all these other extraordinary beings who are bathing the earth in high vibration transitional energy. if you're ready, conscious enough, you may even view yourself as the earth itself, being lifted to a new, more beautiful, more ecstatic vibration. It's feeling so good. I invite you to really let go. This is so strong and so deep now that you may be able to just relax and not even try, because we're being held so completely and harmoniously and safely in this beautiful field. Yeah, the instruction now from the allies is to stop actively trying to flow, because we have become that which we're serving. So just relax and be, please. And you may very well be having the experience of being the earth, being the field of healing, being the beings that are sending the light. Just relax and just be. As much of that as you're naturally and spontaneously aware of. There is only one consciousness. Its play, its delight is to pretend to be different things. And what we're being gifted right now is an experience of a small portion of that oneness. The earth, the beings on in and around it. The new consciousness it's holding. Just relax and be all that without effort. And if at any point what I'm describing is not what you are experiencing, just relax into whatever you are experiencing. You're getting exactly your own perfect experience right now. Yeah, it's going sweeter and deeper. My sense is our individual human selves are now receiving some upgrade energy. I'm feeling energy, especially in the brain. So just allow these uplifting energies to assist you individually as well. Because after all, you are one of the beings on the planet. You need to receive this upgrade energy as much as anybody else. So please do be willing to receive that. Let the divine take you up to the next level, whatever that may be for you. So good. You may now be perceiving your own physical body. It may feel more like energy than flesh right now. And that's what happens when you get deep into your divine consciousness. Everything feels like energy. We might even say it's a correct perception of physical and perceiving the energetic underpinnings of what appears to be solid matter. Oh, cool. We're getting a cleanup. Awesome. Okay, we're transitioning and moving into unexpected territory, which is happily accepted. We're now receiving individual cleanups in our own human bodies. For the moment at least, our work is done blessing the new earth, and this is part of our reward. So if you would like to have some heavy energy cleared from you, only that which it serves your highest good to release now, and your higher self, some of these beings will know exactly what that is, then you're welcome to say the healing invocation with me now. This may involve feeling some challenging energy stir up and flush out. It will not be too much. It never is with this tool. So if you'd like to do that, then speak the following words to your higher self. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And relax. If no area of the body is particularly intense, then just rest in passive breath awareness. If there is an area that is feeling a little challenged, whether it's emotional or physical or whatever, I invite you just to rest your attention right in that spot, very gently, just feeling it 100% with no filter. And this will focus the divine healing energy into that spot. And you may feel energy flushing out your hands or your feet, or sometimes it goes out of chakra. Sometimes it just turns to light and integrates into you. Let it do whatever it needs to do. Your divine will know the best outcome. So just relax, hold your attention again in breath awareness if there's no particular area feeling challenged. If there is an area of challenge, gently hold your attention there and let the divine do some healing work for you. And again, this is holistic healing. It can happen physically, emotionally, mentally, psychologically, and or spiritually. You can even do multiple healings at the same time. Just let the divine work. It knows what you need. I'm going to add a specific prayer request into the mix. My partner, Makisala, her dad was taken to the hospital this morning, and they think he might be having a heart attack. And I do ask that highest good energy flow specifically to Richard Brady, Makisala's dad, for his highest good. Thank you. If anyone's inspired to send a moment of healing energy his way, feel free to do that. If not, then just relax into your own process. Okay, the energy is changing its feel. Okay, my sense is that the healing round has completed. Again, if yours is still going, let it run as long as it needs to. You'll be getting your own custom thing, but for most of us, it's now time to saturate with replacement energy. You've cleared some stuff away, it's left a void, and now just relax and allow the divine to fill those voids with lovely high vibration energy. It's relaxed, and the divine will come in and put beautiful higher vibration energy where that heavier energy drained away. Might be starting to feel like a whole new person now. I invite you to relax, rest in passive breath awareness, and let the divine give you exactly those frequencies that serve highest good right now. Each of us getting something a little bit different. Saint Germain is here, giving us some violet flame energy. Thank you, Saint Germain. Yeshua is here, giving us golden light. Ganesh is here, clearing our obstacles. The whole gang is here. So many beautiful divine helpers. And they're saying, thank you for your service. Thank you for coming to assist in the Great Awakening. We are so grateful. What you're doing really helps. This is what they're saying. So my perception is that we're deep in the field of cosmic consciousness. Very peaceful, very restful. And this energy is saturating the physical body now. Again, just the maximum amount that the body can hold for highest good. And there it is, grounded in. So take a moment, please, and become aware of your physical body. See how it feels. And our mind feels much, much higher vibration, much more ecstatic, much more peaceful. It feels awesome. And I would love to just get a bit of feedback from the group if anyone's willing to share their own experience. You can either type it in the chat window and I'll read those out loud as they pop up, or if you would like to share your experience verbally, then raise your hand. You do that by the participant window that you can activate at the bottom has a little rectangle that says raise hand. It's also possible if you're on a smartphone, there should be like three dots near the bottom. And if you tap those, it'll open a few more options, one of which is raise hand. So if you'd like to speak, please do that. Actually, I'll make it easier for you. I'll just let you unmute yourselves. Let me set that up. Oh, it's already available. So you already have the ability to unmute yourself. So if you would like to do that, just click the little microphone icon that has the slash across it, and I'll be able to hear you. Or if you're on a, well, none of you's on a phone, so I don't need to bother with that. So Nikki wrote, wonderful light flowing through. Thank you all. I agree. We'll leave a moment for any other feedback. And then when that's complete, we'll just end the call, because this one doesn't have to be super long. It was just really with the intention of blessing the planet, and not surprisingly, we got plenty of blessing ourselves, because those who serve are blessed, and it happens very tangibly in this kind of work. Patricia typed, such an awesome experience. Thank you. Thank you for being here, Patricia. And I do realize that when you're in a strong state like this, it can be hard to type or speak, and I respect that too. Michelle just typed, immense gratitude, felt work on my heart. Awesome, Michelle. I'm so glad you had that. We'll leave just a moment longer for any additional feedback. Again, you're welcome to speak if you wish. Just unmute yourself. If you're having trouble figuring that out, you can just type in the chat window, how do I unmute or whatever. Or if you just type, unmute me, I can actually do it from my end. So I'll happily do that for you if you're having any challenges yourself. Michelle typed, the rain here is also saying thank you. Well, tell the rain I'm glad it dropped in. And Patricia put a smile. I guess she got my joke. All right. And Michelle puts a smiley face. Okay, that feels pretty complete. It's okay that no one is speaking. It's certainly not required. And we will... So here's what's happening. Those of you who are on the live call and in Awakening Plus, I am going to end the call. Everyone's going to drop off. And then those of you who are actual Awakening Plus members can pop right back in for the group sharing. And I'm going to leave the Mesa open. Let me just double check. That's it. Yep, they're saying that's fine. So even if this is the only thing you're doing, or you're on the call, you will be sort of separated from the field, either when the recording ends or when I drop you from the call. So everything will be cool and harmonious. Thank you all for being here. I'm glad we had 11 people show up, and many more, I'm sure, on the recording. So we'll end this part of it. Again, if you're in Awakening Plus and would like to be part of the group sharing, please come right back into the call using exactly the same password as you used to get into this one. So I will end this call now, and we'll reconvene with members live in just a moment. And Hallie just typed, thank you so much. And Patricia, thank you. Thank you all very much. And members, I'll see you in a moment.